Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Stephen Lawson, president of One Passion Ministries. And four times a week, I teach through a portion of Scripture to encourage you in your Christian walk. Join me now for this brief devotion in God's Word. Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbach. We've got a great passage we're going to be looking at. It's in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 13. The title of this is Pray for God's Guidance. I want to read this passage. There's a lot in it. We're going to talk about it in just a moment. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 13, Jesus said, "When you pray, you need to include this in your prayers. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Can't we live in an evil world? It is becoming darker by the moment. The devil prowls about as a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. I mean, he would love to take down every Christian, every believer, to destroy their Christian life, ruin their testimony. And as we live our Christian life, we need to be aware that we are surrounded by spiritual warfare on every side. Paul in Ephesians 6, 10 through 18 talks about this spiritual warfare. We must put on the full armor of God. And so Jesus, as he's teaching us how to pray, is telling us that we've got to incorporate this in our prayer life, to be asking for God's guidance and deliverance away from situations and settings in which we might easily fall into sin. So let's look at what Jesus is saying here. He says that we are to pray and flesh this out in our own prayer life, and do not lead us into temptation. Now, what this is saying is that we need to ask God to lead us away from those difficult situations that would be too great of a temptation for us, that we would likely fall into sin. Now, in order to be at a place where we have no temptation, we would have to be out of this world. I mean, there is temptation everywhere we look. And we need to remember this, that it was the Holy Spirit who led Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted for 40 days and for 40 nights. And so there was a purpose to the testing of Jesus in the wilderness. Even the Holy Spirit led Jesus into a place where, in that spiritual warfare, he was being tempted. So this is not saying that we should never, we're to ask the Lord to lead us where we would never be tempted. We would have to be in heaven not to be tempted. But specifically, it's really a prayer to keep me out of trouble. It's a prayer to keep me out of situations and settings that I would be very likely and easily ambushed by the devil that would take me down. And we know from James 1, verse 13, that God never tempts us into sin. It is the devil who tempts us and appeals to our flesh and using the lures of the world. And so we need to pray that God will keep us in a safe place, a place of dependence upon him. And it may be that even in your workplace, you may be surrounded by all kinds of dangerous snares of the devil. You need to pray that God will keep you strong in the midst of those situations. And then he adds, and deliver us from evil. It could be deliver us from the evil one. It could be translated that way, to keep us from those places where the devil knows we are especially weak and vulnerable, that we could be shot down in our Christian life. And we need to be praying that God, don't let me be in that place of too great a temptation that would be beyond what I would be able to handle. Now, I do have to read this verse in 1 Corinthians 10, and in verse 13, Paul says, "No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man, and God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it." What a promise and what an encouragement that is. But nevertheless, we need to have our antenna up in prayer, praying that God will make us strong by His grace and lead us away from places that we might fall. And also to thank Him that He is greater than any temptation the devil would ever bring against us. So, Kent, there's so much in this. I can barely get my arms around it.
Yeah, what a great. So, Steve, as we see this, you're talking about this whole Matthew 6 section in Matthew 6 as an outline of the way we should pray.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is the Lord, I guess He's saying that every time we come to Him in prayer, we need to be aware of this evil and the evil system, and every time. It's a big part of our prayer. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely it is, Ken.
And why is that? So,
you know, some people think the Christian life is like we're on a luxury cruise in the Mediterranean.
Okay.
No, we're on a battleship.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in the midst of spiritual warfare.
Mm-hmm.
And prayer is a time for us to be fortified and to be strengthened and to also put on each piece of the armor of God, and for us to have a heightened sense of awareness,
mm-hmm.
even in prayer, asking God to keep us from the snares of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, this needs to be, according to Jesus, a regular, ongoing, important part of our prayer life
mm-hmm.
with the Lord. And think about all of the trouble that we would be spared if we only incorporated this yet more in our prayer life. And the devil is so subtle, and he tries to stay out of view. It's like guerrilla warfare,
mm-hmm.
Hiding in the shadows and lurking in the darkness, but setting traps and baiting us and luring us into situations. That's what mm-hmm. Jesus is saying. You need to pray that God will keep you from taking the bait and being seduced and drawn into traps that the devil is setting for you.
I had a friend of mine this past weekend, a mature Christian, tell me that one of his problems this past year was is he didn't feel like he was really in a battle. And he said he noticed, and I guess that's what you're saying, that he thought he was cruising in the Christian life.
Yeah.
And he kind of, I guess what you're saying is he didn't realize he was on the battleship as much as he should.
Yeah.
And you're saying that's a danger, huh?
That's a huge danger. That is a very dangerous place to be in your Christian life, where you are unaware of your enemy who is firing his darts at you, seeking to take you down and to destroy your Christian witness.
And you think he's not really, anything's happening.
I've got clear sailing.
I'm okay, yeah.
That's when you are the most vulnerable to the devil, because your guard is down.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a heightened sense of awareness that you ought to have. And so we need to be consciously aware that we are living in a very sinful and adulterous generation.
Wow.
That the devil is prowling about as a roaring lion seeking someone to devour.
Mm-hmm.
He had the audacity to come after the Lord Jesus Christ.
Wow.
He will come after us with all the artillery of hell at his disposal to seek to really defeat us, to discourage us, to cast doubt into us. And so we must be resilient in our resistance
mm-hmm.
against the devil. And so that's what Jesus is praying here.
That's great.
So it's good for us to mm-hmm. have talked about this, Kent. And I trust that in your Christian life, that you are on the front lines of spiritual warfare, that you are actively fighting the Lord's battles. The battle belongs to the Lord, but you've been enlisted, and you are a soldier in God's army. May you be mighty in prayer as you do battle for the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Steadfast Hope. If this was helpful to your Christian walk, please leave us a review wherever you listen to this show. And if you want to connect on social media, I can be found at Dr. Stephen J. Lawson or at One Passion Ministries. Thank you for listening, and I hope you will join me again for the next episode of Steadfast Hope.